We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rabba Baba Chana, Omer Rav Yechanan, Hakol Moedim, everyone is Moeda, Be'eved, Ba'oved Kachavim, Haba Bas Yisrael, that if a Jewish woman marries a Eved, Kanani, or a Goy, Shavlad Mamze. Everyone agrees with Lad Mamze. Man Hakol Moedim, who is Hakol Moedim? If you're Rabbi Kiva, who holds Chai V'Lavin and not Tavis Kedushin, then it's possible we assume that a Goy who married a Bas Yisrael is Vlad Mamza. So who's a Kol Moedim? So like the Mar Shimon HaTemni, the Av Agav the Amos Shimon HaTemni, a Mamza V'Chai V'Lavin, even though Shimon HaTemni holds that no Mamza V'Chai V'Lavin, he holds the only Mamza from Chai V'Krisois, Hadi Mili V'Chai V'Lavin, Tavis Bar Kedushin. That's only Chai V'Lavin and Tavis Bar Kedushin. So you have to remember that the Isser for a Bas Yisrael to marry a Goy and Eved is only a Chai V'Lavin, not a Chai V'Krisois. So usually Chayiv Alavim, according to Shimon HaTemni, and not a Mamzer. But that's Dafka Chayiv Alavim, which are Tavis Bar Kedushin. Ava Hocha, Oivet Chav Me'eved, Kivin Lo Tafis Bar Kedushin, since there's no Tfisas Kedushin, Chayiv Krisis, Dom, it's similar to Chayiv Krisis, and therefore, according to Rav Baba Chana, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, the Loch is, that's Avla Mamzer. And Rashi here explains how we know what's the Makar, that by a Eved and a Eved Chavim, there's no Tvisas Kedushin. He says, by Eved, it says, Shulachem Payim Mechamar, Am Hadoim Lechamar, Jukha Chamar can't have Tvisas Kedushin, the guy can't, Eved Kanani can't either. And Eved Chavim is either from Pasuk that says, Chatimba, shouldn't be Chiton, or from a Pasuk that says, Achka Tavi Aleha, it's Masma only after the Geirus they have a Kedushin, and the Shiltus brings a different Makar, Al Kapanim. There's no Tvisa Kedushin, therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds that it's, even according to Shimon HaTemni, holds that Chayiv Alavim is not a Mamze. Here, the child is a Mamze. Meitzve, Master Kasha, on this he saw it. It was saying Shimon HaTemni holds Chayiv Krisis is a Moedim, that the Chayiv, that only the Chayiv Krisis is a Mamze, but Chayiv Alavim not, he's been Moedim here that it's a Mamze, but has a Kasha on that. Meitzve, we have a Braisa that says, Eved Oivacham ve'Eved Abba Bashom. Havlad Mamza. Tanakama says that Rav Chavim ve'Eved Avav Yisrael, the Vlad Mamza. Shimon ben Yehuda Amem, Ein Mamza El Misha Surei Issa Erva Va'oinish Karos. Shimon ben Yehuda says that Mamza only happens from someone is Issa Erva and Oinish Karos. So the Gemara is Medayik that, you see, this is like Shimon HaTemni Shita, that holds the Mamza only Mechayev Krisis, and still he holds that by Rav Chavim ve'Eved Avav Yisrael, it's not a Mamza. So it's a kasha on the aside. We just finished saying that according to Shimon HaTemni holds the Chayiv Krisis, here he's Moida, here we see Klar, not. The Man Yoma holds Chayiv Krisis, holds that this is not Chayiv Krisis, this was not a Mamza. So the kasha of Yechon Shito. Elo Am Rav Yosef, Mana Kol Moedim, what does Yechon mean Kol Moedim? Doesn't mean what we just said now. Kol Moedim doesn't mean Shimon HaTemni, it means something else. Mana Kol Moedim means Rebbe. But after the Rebbe Eimer, even though Rebbe says, Ein Dvar Malolo Amur Melody Rebbe Kiva, that means that there is a shita later on in parak, the fifth parak, that if someone does chalitza to his yavama, and then he's ba'aleha, so shaila is the child a mamzer or not? Or is it the kedushin or not? So Rabbi Kiva says that there's no tvisis kedushin. On that, Rebbe says, that ain't dvar malala murim el divrei Rabbi Kiva shayoisa chalutza ke'erva. They make chalutza like ke'erva. But v'leila esvile, but Rebbe doesn't hold to that. It means Rebbe holds chayiv lavin is not enough to make a mamza. But still, Rebbe is moida, but oivich chavim ve'eved moida. There is moida. How do we know Rebbe is moida? The chiosa ravdimi, om rav yitzchak bar avudimi, b'shum rabbeinu, which is Rebbe, b'shum rabbeinu, oivich chavim ve'eved abba yisrael, havlad mamza. So he was saying this, Akol Moedim is not Shimon HaTemni. Akol Moedim is Rebbe, who's not the first like Shimon HaTemni, but Rebbe said he doesn't hold the Rav Akiva. He holds the Chayiv Alavim is not a Mamzer. He holds Chayiv Alavim is not a Mamzer. But he'll agree by this type of Chayiv Alavim, which is the Eved, Va'ovi Kechavim, Abba Bas Yisrael, that there will be Vlad Mamzer, he'll agree, that's Akol Moedim. He's going back on Rebbe, that there is Akol Moedim. So we have here a first of Rav Dimi, B'Shem Rabbeinu, also B'Shem Rabbi, that Chavim Vav, Bar Yisrael, Vav Mamza. Rav Acha Sar HaBira, Rav Tanchom Berei de Rav Chia, Ishka Akko. There was these two Amoraim, Rav Acha and Rav Tanchom, that was Peroik Hanu Shavuyusa, the Osim Ma'arma Latveria. They redeemed these captives that from Armoin and brought them back to Tveria. And the shaila was, it's very possible while they were captives that they were bar on a goy. And one of them, Taka, was pregnant. The Osma Aramantar, you have a choda, the Ibrahim, one of them became pregnant from a goy. And Shaul was what's going to be dealing with that child, because now it's a goy that was bar by Israel. But also came out of Rav Ami. So they came to Rav Ami. So Rav Ami told them, you know what the halach is with this child? Rav Yechanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanino, these three of them together, the Amri, Oyved, Kechavim, Ve'evet, Avah, Ba'asrol, Avah, Mamzer. Rav Ami told him a psak. He said, we have three Amaroyim here hold that Avlad Mamzer, that's not halacha. I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Buslam, Echshav, Gavri. Is it like a chiddush, like to add up a bunch of like Amaroyim? It sounds like you're saying, since we have three Amaroyim hold, that's Avlad Mamzer, so we go bust at a roy. So Rav Buslam, Echshav, Gavri, I'll tell you, there's a bunch of Gedolim hold the opposite. Harav Shmuel of Bavel, Rav Yeshua Balevi, Ubar Kapar, Bar Yisrael, four Gedolim. The Amri Lachluf Bar Kapar. Some say instead of Bar Kapar, Ayla Ziklidarm. It was instead say Ziklidarm. The Amri that they say, Oyved Chum Evan Abav Yisrael, have that kosher. They say the Lach is kosher. Don't give me your three Amoraim. I have four Amoraim. A huge Amoraim. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yeshua Balevi and Bar Kapar or instead Ziklidarm all hold a Vlad kosher. Elam Rav Yosef. The only tiny you would have is it's Rebbe. The Chiyosu Rav Dimi, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dumi, Mishim Rabbeinu, Omru, they said Mishim Rebbe, Evochav Yisrael, Avam Mamzer. It's like this, if you want a Pasuk of Avam Mamzer, don't go bust a lot of Amroim, because I have a bunch of Amroim the other way. If anything, you say, because that's the Das of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so then, here, you have a tiny of Avam Mamzer. Don't think more of it. Rabbi Shuvah Ben Levi, Oimer HaVlad Makulkul. Rabbi Shuvah Ben Levi says, no, the Vlad's not a Mamzer, Vlad's Makulkul. Which means he's messed up, the child. What does that mean? Lama. Where is he not allowed? Ilam al kahal, if it means that he's like a mamzer, he's not allowed on the call. Ha'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We said b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi just a second ago. Havlad kasher. Ella means l'kuhuna. It means that the pasul, the child's pasul kuhuna. The kula amroid machshiri, all amroim hold that the vlad is kasher. Moido shavlad pogum l'kuhuna. That the child is pogum l'kuhuna mekavachayim malamano. Ma amana kohen gadol, ma dech amana who has the isa lav the kohen gadol she in a surah shav v'koyel, and it's only isa the kohen gadol, but not pogum, the child is pogum. Zush the surah shav v'koyel, this isa, which is the isa of a goy to a bas yisrael, didn't she b'na pogum? So it shouldn't be b'na pogum. Now what does it mean b'na pogum? So by a kohen gadol talmana, there it means the actual son, because the son would have been a kohen, because as far as a kohen gadol, so he would have been a kohen who could do avoda and he could eat truma, but here. His father's kohen gadol, but still, since it comes from almana, he's a chalala. When it comes to here, where a guy comes on a bas yisrael, what does it mean? Bena pogum, the son's a pogum. He's not a kohen. His father's a guy. He's not a kohen. So what does it mean? Bena pogum. He can't marry a kahenes. He let him marry a kahenes. Kahenes doesn't have a lacha not to marry a chal. So what does it mean? Bena pogum. So Rashi asks this question, and Rashi says it means bita really. Bena doesn't mean a son. It means a child. The daughter cannot marry the kohen. That's how Rashi learns. That means the daughter cannot marry a kohen. Elam Rashi and Rashi the Maslazu Shabana says Elam Shum Bita Nakadim Tailed Bas Bas Psulakuna. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, one place Takas is used Lashon Vlad, or it says Bita or Vlad. It doesn't say Bina. But the Aruch is showing him what? I know why he didn't ask it before. But I guess we spoke it out before in our shir, but I don't know why he didn't speak it out before. The other Rishonim argue on this Rashi, and they say that Bina Pogum, it's possible that Bina Pogum, it could be Nigeya, the next door. That means if this daughter marries maybe a Kayin, that maybe that child will be, that son from that Kayin will be a Pogum. I think some Rishonim learn like that. They argue on Rashi that there is chance that it'll come up in a son later on. But Rashi learns it's going on Bita. Akapana, what I was saying, just get back into the Chesed and Gemara, is that Rabbi Shimon Levi says that even though Avlad Kasher, the Kahal, still the Kahuna, they're apostle. So Gemara says, how do we know? Kavachayim v'almana. Pray tomorrow, Kasha, have a pircha. V'almana, you're right, is not as severe. The lav is not as severe as the lav of Goy, because the lav of Goy is Shavu'l Kahal, and Amana is not. But Ma'ala Amono, the Kohen Gadol, can he ask Mischalas? She herself becomes Mischalas from this Bia. So Mara says, Hachinam, here also, when a Bas Yisrael marries a Goy, Kivan she Nivala Pasla. Since she was Nivala to the Goy, she becomes Pasul. How do we know? From a Pasuk, Don Rav Yechram, Mishim Rav Shimon, Menayel Evchavim Ve'evet Abba Al Kahenes makes her, that woman, possible to kuna out as zayna. It says in the pasuk, "Bas kayin kisiya mono agrusha." And then the halach is that if she has no children, she goes back to her house and she eats truma. But mish yesh loy amonos v'gerushin ba. Only someone who marries, bas kayin marries someone who's shayach bekedushin, shayach to have amonos v'gerushin. Yotzu oy v'chav v'eved she'ein lahem amonos v'gerushin ba. There's no tefisa kedushin, and therefore she loses her right to eat truma. Like upon him, we see from here that if you marry a guy, you become possible, so that's just not a pircha. It's taken out a pircha, and therefore we learn from Amana that we're not pogum. So Akapanim, so far we learned, Rav Dima says, Shem Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is Rebbe, that Avlad Mamzer. Rav Shmuel Levi says, Avlad Kosher, but it's possible Kuna. So that was the mice over here, where the captives came. They said, oh, she's the kids of Mamzer, because we're going like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So to Gemara, Omale Abaya, Rabbi asked Rav Yosef, "My chaz is the samchas of Rav Dimi. Why are you being soimach Rav Dimi's version of Rabbeinu Hakadosh as shita? Smoich ad Raven, the chiasa Raven, Omar Rav Nosson. When Raven came, Omar, he said, Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda Nosi, both Rav Nosson and Rav Yehuda Nosi, Meir and Bala Teira, they both hold that the child's mutter and not a mamza. Omar Rav Yehuda Nosi, who's Rav Yehuda Nosi? Rabbi, it's Rabbeinu Hakadosh. So why being soimach on Rav Dimi's version? Raven says Rabbeinu Hakadosh holds mutter." Va'af Rav Meir Ba'atera. And not only does Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is the God Adar in his days, Rav also is Meir Ba'atera. Like we learned before, Rav and Shmuel. The Hud also came to Rav. And here Marv is a story about this. The Hud also came to Rav. Amalei, Rav Paskin, Eved, Oyvich Chavim, Ve'Eved Abba Ba'Israel, Mahu. They asked him, what's the halacha of Oyvich Chavim, Ve'Eved Abba Ba'Israel? Amalei, Avlak Kosher. So that was the story over here, where Abaye Tainez, that everyone's mutter. Now this story here with Rav goes like this. Someone came to Rav and they asked him the shaila. They brought a guy in front of him. They said, you know, this person is comes from a union between a guy and a Bas Yisrael. His father's a guy. So they said, what's Allah for him? He said, Vlad Kosher. So Amalei, so this man told Rav, okay, Vlad Kosher, so Havli Bartech, give me your daughter. Loya Vinalach. So Rav says, no, I'm not giving you my daughter. The Yavit speaks out that we're talking about this guy wasn't Stam, he was Talmud Chacham, because if not, it wouldn't be a Havmin of Shashidach. I'm saying, he was Talmud Chacham, and he came and he said, he asked Rav, what's my Yichus? So Rav said, you're good, you're mamish, you're perfect Yichus. You're Talmud Chacham, you're perfect Yichus, no problem. She says, you know what, give me your daughter. She says, no, I'm not giving you daughter. Omar, Rav Shimi Bachiel, Rav, so it's Talmud, Rav Shimi said to him, he says, Ami, I'm Inchi, people say like a saying, that, you know, if you go to Modai, you know, it's a very far place. There's a gamla there, a gamla mud, there's a camel there, a kaba rokta. He could dance on top of a kav. A kav is like a small measurement, a camel's huge. So, why do you say that? Because no one's going to mud there to check it out. You say, you know, I was a mud there one time, I saw a camel dancing on a box. So, he said, of course, you need no way to check it out. So, the Titan is like, now, ha kavla, ha gamla, ha mud, I have la rokta. Here we have everything in front of us. You know, you tell me a psak that the blood is kosher. We have everything in front of you. Don't tell me so the marriage, taka, why I can't marry your daughter? You know, if you're paskening this, what?
It's kosher, doesn't have to marry.
Yeah, but he's saying, it's a talmud chacham, it's kosher, what's the problem? It sounds like that you're psak, you're not holding by your psak. So Rav says back to him, Amalei, in the havoc of Shua Benun, even if he was as big as a Shua Benun, we're not giving my daughter. We don't know his reason. He says, maybe this yichus bothered him. He didn't want his father to be a guy. But he says, even be like Shuv Benun, I wouldn't give him a daughter. Amalei, so Rav Shimi said, you have a kishuv Benun. If he be like Shuv Benun, imarlo yovle, achrini yovle, he'll get a different shidduch then. If he's like Shuv Benun, you know, he'll get a shidduch. But now, this guy, hi, imarlo yovle, if you don't give him your daughter, people are going to say he's not a good yichus, achrini lo yovle. But the Rav didn't agree still. Lehava kozma kameh, and this guy did not want to leave. Yovbe ene, Rav looked at him, you know, not in a nice way. V'shachiv, and he died. And the person died. And the achrayim are busy, like, he's chayv misa for this. So it has to do with the psak of Rav. If he wouldn't die, then the psak of Rav would be in limbo. People maybe would say, yeah, maybe it's not real. And Rav really held it a psak. And Rav had a different chesed why he wanted to give his daughter to this person, whatever the reason was. But, and therefore, he died. But after Rav Masna Bar Balatera, Rav also holds a child as mutter, is not a mamzer. But after Rav Yehuda Bar Balatera, the chiasla came to Rav Yehuda when they came. When such a person used to come from Rav Yehuda, you know, unfortunately today it's very common to have a father a guy. These are stories that happen even to this day. When a person like that came from Rav Yehuda, Amalei zil itmir, either go to a place where no one recognize you and marry there anyone you want. No one knows Yichus. So it's mashma, he holds not a mamzer. If you're a mamzer, you can't tell him to go marry someone because then you're not marry a mamzer, I'll marry someone. So he held it as a kosher. He said, but here, no one's gonna take you because you know Yichus. But go somewhere else and someone will marry you. Oh, you know, Sebastian, go marry someone else who's the father's a guy. Same thing, he also can make the Rav Amalei. Igali, either go into Galus, go to a place where no one knows you. Or marry someone else whose father is a guy, marry a woman whose father is a guy. Akapanim, ad kan hasugya of the a child that comes from a guy who married a Basrol, or whoever Kanani married a Basrol, that the halacha is avlad kosher, even though a lot of sheep is held avlad mamzer, but it seems like a paskin that avlad kosher. And if you're worried about no one marrying, the yichus, go hide somewhere, but it's not a mamzer, it's avlad kosher.